the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kia ora, Troy Tinakwe, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, real well, thank you, swell.
Nice to see you up here again, of course.
Yes, well, listeners, when I first started out, Troy was one who told me all the tricks that you're supposed to do on the radio, and it was real informative and cool.
Oh, there you go.
So it's good to be doing this segment with you.
Excellent. Now, what we got this week, we got three, like always we have three new releases, right? Except quite often we have reissues and things like that. This week, it's all 2019 brand new releases.
Wow.
New albums.
And the first one we'll start
it's
with.
Fresh.
Shall we start with, let's start with this one here. Now, this record here is one entitled Heritage by Mark de Clive Lowe. Do you know who Mark de Clive Lowe is?
I have never heard of him, but I really like this cover. It's a beautiful painting of a grand piano with like this landscape.
Okay, landscape. Where is that landscape?
It looks like Miyajima Island, like because of the red gateway.
Okay. It's Japan, yes.
Yeah, Japan. Yep. Yeah, that's a place in Hiroshima. They have antlers. Sorry, they have deer running around there.
Antlers,
I've been there before. Yeah.
Antlers.
I never seem to get out of the Shibuya area where the record stores are.
So oh yeah. I don't know. Endless, boundless music. Yeah. I got a Tom Tom Club record at one of those stores.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Now, Mark is half Japanese and half New Zealander.
Aww.
And he hasn't lived here since the 90s, I don't think. He was part of the New Zealand acid jazz type scene. He was a piano player at first. Then he moved to Britain and became, I don't know, it was sort of a jazz house type thing. He became involved with a little bit. Now he lives in Los Angeles and he's married to Nia Andrews. You know who Nia Andrews is, the singer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's his wife.
Oh, that's so cool. They must make such amazing music together.
They do, but she's not on this one.
Right.
This here, it's called Heritage because it's Mark examining his Japanese, specifically his Japanese heritage. And it's kind of cool that it's coincided with a bigger sort of non-Japanese interest in Japanese music and specifically Japanese jazz. So let's hear some. What do you think?
Yeah, let's go for it. So this track is called Memories of Nenzenji.
There you go.
Yeah. Rad.
Now, some of these tunes are, well, in fact, two of them are based on Japanese folk songs. This isn't. This is just all a Mark de Clive Lowe composition. And as usual, it's a piano, an electric piano, and a lot of electronic processing that he does.
It's
on
real
the fly.
Smooth.
Isn't it smooth?
Yeah, is that a Rhodes I'm hearing?
It sounds like a Fender Rhodes, but it could be any of his massive bank of keyboards.
I feel like I could meditate to this or something.
Yeah.
Like do yoga.
Float in the ocean.
Yeah. I think so.
It's very relaxing.
Are you a yoga doer?
No.
No, you're not. Okay.
But I would do it to the song if the occasion was there.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Tell us who else is on this record.
Josh Johnson. Is this where you're wanting me to look? Teodros Avery is on the tenor sax. Josh Johnson is on the alto sax and the flute.
Yes.
That's nice.
Toot, toot.
Brandon Eugene Owens is in the bass and Carlos Nino is additional percussion and Brandon Combs on the drums.
So you probably know Carlos's name already.
Mm.
Is he done that with Thundercat? I think so.
Mm.
I can really hear a landscape in this track.
It is expensive, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Birds.
Oh, it's so relaxing, isn't it?
This is gorgeous.
It's glorious.
Now, what I haven't told you is I haven't opened this up in here for you, but they're all red vinyl.
Oh, nice. You like yourself a coloured vinyl, don't you, Troy?
I do.
Yeah.
I like colours.
Well, I mean, collectors.
It's nice to have something different.
But it's so fresh, you could just keep it like that. You're definitely going to play it, though, eh?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is recorded predominantly live at the Blue Whale. Now, I don't know if anyone remembers the... who did a live at the Blue Whale? Another guy from here. My Element's Answer, maybe? I think it was. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So that's a jazz club in Los Angeles, but whether there was an audience there, I don't know, or whether he used live tapes and then processed them in the studio afterwards. I think he probably did, knowing the kind of way that Mark Tagliavello works.
Falsetto singing?
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah. But
is it singing?
No, I don't think so.
So it almost sounds like a theremin or something. Or a human.
I don't think it's a human.
Feels human.
It might be a human pressing a button to make that noise, but I don't think it's a human-generated noise.
Yeah, I feel like this is the kind of track you could listen to for hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually good driving.
Yeah.
But so Heritage by Mark Tagliavello on the Ropadope label.
Yes.
We got it in store now. Its worldwide release is tomorrow.
Wow. So this is almost a premiere, as they say.
It is.
A debut.
He says on the cover, a legacy we receive from our ancestors to pass on to future generations. That's what heritage is.
Oh, shout outs to the Tipuna. That's so rad.
Okay, so that's the first one this week from the crates.
Cool.
Now, the next one is a bit of a shift in mood and a shift in gears.
Yes.
This next artist, I only first heard of, I think at the end of last year, Code 9 did the Fabric Live 100 thing.
Fabric Live.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that series?
Well, I'm not entirely familiar with it, but I have heard of it.
Okay, so Code 9, actually it was Code 9 and Burial together did like this massive 4-LP thing. You do?
Mm.
Now, there was an artist on there whose name was Nazar.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about Nazar. I still don't really know much about Nazar, except he's from Angola. And his during the war in Angola, and remember the war in Angola basically, the civil war started in 75, didn't finish till 2002, but there had been already a war going on when that civil war broke out with South Africa. So basically the country was at war for nearly 40 years.
Terrible, yeah.
Right? Now, sometimes when events finish, events don't really finish because the effects of them continue on, right?
Yes, of course. Well, it's a ripple effect, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, and even though the war finished in 2002, is the war actually over?
While
the effects of it are still felt.
Post-traumatic stress disorders.
Not even just that. Yeah. I mean, like half a city destroyed, whatever.
Yeah.
People remembering things. Anyway, so Enclave is this EP put out on Hyperdub by Nazar, and it is based on the war in Angola.
Mm.
From... Look at the name of the tracks for a start. You're going to be able to tell where
South Border, Warning Shots, Airstrike featuring Shannon SP, Enclave, Convoy, Ceasefire.
Right. So you've got like an overview of different elements of the war.
Oh, you're right there.
I'm all right. I'm not so sure about the microphone. in Angola, the traditional music is, well, one of the traditional music is kuduro.
Yes.
Okay. Apparently this is kuduro. Put it on.
Okay, cool.
It's a completely different a different thing to what you're expecting from it. It's it's the left hand one. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
So this should be Airstrike that Tess is putting on to the turntable now.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Millennials trying to figure out the record.
Is that the right track, Troy, that you wanted?
The second track on that side, yes. Or the third track, rather.
Sorry, you said the...
Third track.
Third, okay. Yeah.
Now, is the 1200s turned on?
Is it turned on? Well, yeah, it is, but okay, so it doesn't seem to be... Oh, maybe it's still in between.
Okay, over on the left, the fader on the... Do you want me to come around?
Come on, Troy.
No, you guys can do it.
Is that working?
Hang on.
I don't know what I'm doing. We need to get Troy on the
Honestly, this is just... I'm not even embarrassed. I'm more like just, you know...
Don't be embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed.
There it is, Troy.
Oh, shot, Troy. Thank you so much. What was the issue? What was the issue that I was having?
Simply, you had it on the auxiliary rather than a phono selector, but that's all right.
Of course.
Now, so this tune here, Airstrike, already you can hear that some elements of it.
Yeah, yeah. Very dark. Beautiful, though.
Well, just wait. What it is all of the lyric in it is based on the memories of his mother and sisters and aunts of the airstrikes in Angola.
I love it.
And you can hear that rhythm, what it is. It's reloading of an automatic weapon.
Yeah, it's so dark. So dark.
That's right. 32, gotta stay hidden. 92, stinger to be there. Make 20 more, never go. Yeah, impact.
And this is the one that's got Shannon SP on it as well, is it?
Yeah. You're right.
So is it the rhythm that determines that particular genre that you mentioned before?
I think so. I mean, I don't hear this as being particularly Kuduro or Afrobeat or anything, but yes, it would be the rhythm. I'm sure some people will listen to this and just hear hyperdub straight away and go, oh yeah, it sounds like a hyperdub release.
But maybe it's referring to something that is a lot older and...
I think you're right.
And referencing, you know, 40 years of war, a lot of culture can be taken away.
Absolutely.
But also there are other cultures that are replaced. Perhaps this refers to that time as well. Trying to hold on to something that's been developed through that time.
There was over 4 million people displaced by that war. And I think there was about 500,000 killed. But 4 million people displaced.
Yeah.
I think I've got that figure right.
Wow, that's the whole population of New Zealand.
Yeah.
That's right.
Increase
Shannon
the quota.
Mm.
Yeah.
Increase what?
Increase the quota.
Now, is all this record like this? No, some of it is a lot more abrasive and a lot darker.
I love dark. I love the darkness. I love it that music can express that and formulate like a process, especially when people have gone through immense pain.
It is better to hear it than to live it, I think.
Absolutely. But it's also educational for those of us who have had the privilege of having a safe life.
True. The last tune on this record is entitled Ceasefire, and it has a man speaking and reading out parts of his journal, and it's in fact Nizar's father, who was a general in one of the armies, reading his memories of the war. Anyway, is this particularly dance floor? Well, no, not exactly, but...
It's definitely mulling, a mull.
Yeah?
I'd say, yeah. I would mull over this.
Oh,
there you go. Nizar, the new EP on Hyperdub is entitled Enclave.
I tend to mull on public transport.
Do you?
Yes.
But even if you've had no coffee?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, you got to keep moving, right? But yeah, I think listening to something like that and knowing the history behind it would just make me feel grateful for having an infrastructure, really. So, I don't know.
And how fragile is this infrastructure, or an infrastructure anywhere that can be disrupted?
It can be disrupted straight away. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So, what's last?
Well,
but
the
not
last
least?
One we have is change the pace up again. Now,
cool.
There is some African, well, in fact, in this case, West African rhythmic influence in this. However, it is a record from London, from the newish jazz scene of London. Nick Walters and the Paradox Ensemble.
Ooh.
Awakening is the name of it. Now, Nick Walters is in a group called, amongst other things, is in a group called Ruby Rushton. I know that we initially had trouble selling Ruby Rushton records because the covers had a picture of a woman from the early 1970s wearing sort of garish looking clothes, and it was kind of a garish looking cover. And so people thought, oh, is this some horrible, easy-listening folk record by a lady called Ruby Rushton? Which, in fact, no. Ruby Rushton was the name of Tenderlonius's grandma. And so it was a Tenderlonius-led sort of modern jazz thing.
So do you think there was, like, a misogynistic outlook on this cover?
No, I don't think it was misogynist. I think it was, you know, you look at a record cover and sometimes it will alert you to certain things, and some of those things send off warning bells in your mind.
All right, we just got a text and say, stop talking over the tracks.
Okay, well, it's what we do in this, but because we're actually reviewing what is available at Southbound Records. But thanks for your input anyway.
But, yeah, you should definitely check out Southbound Records and through the recommendations of Troy, listen to them and buy the music.
And then you can listen to them. Yeah.
And then you can listen to them without any interruptions.
But no offence.
No offence. No.
Track one on side two. Now, this here is one title. What is it called? Geneva?
There's the first one on side two. Side two.
Yeah.
Brahman.
Brahman, indeed it is, yes. Now, this Paradox Ensemble is a 13-piece group.
Yes.
Do you want me to come over there again?
I think it's the crossfader this time. Is it? We're trying to figure out this whole system. We need Troy. We need Troy to help us.
Only because I'm old.
No, not because you're old, because you're an expert. Troy's an expert. Him talking over the tracks is like a good bus. Yeah, sounds beautiful.
Beautiful.
Very twinkly.
Okay, like I said, this is a 13-piece group. Nick Walters and... not so much on this track, but on some of the others, there's a kind of a West African percussive influence. But wait till this one starts, Geneva. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I'm not looking at you like you're crazy. I've just, that's my resting crazy looking at you face.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Shut.
Tess?
Yeah, I like it. I'm into it.
So on the record cover, there's a picture of a canyon. A desert.
Yep.
Giving me massive desert vibes. Like long road, hot weather, maybe a scarf, maybe a convertible. I don't know. I don't know what vehicle. What vehicle are we in?
I don't know, because I don't hear this as being earthbound at all.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah, I'm probably not right, so.
Earthbound. So you're thinking like spaceship, or you're thinking like extraterrestrial?
No, neither. Just sort of a...
plasma?
No, nothing specific. Just maybe thought. I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay.
Tenor sax on this one is Ed Cawthorn.
beautiful.
I.e. Tenderlonious, i.e. the boss of 22A Records, which this is a release on.
So, if we wanted to get one of these beautiful tracks, records, sorry.
Yes.
That you've just recommended to us.
Yes.
Where do we go? Where do we visit?
Southbound.
Southbound.
Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, just up the road from here.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think this is, yes, this is on the shelf at the moment. So is the Hyperdub one. The Mark to Clive Lowe ones should be on the shelf tomorrow. But,
All right, visit Southbound Records if you want to get any of these beautiful albums.
Should I tell you what they all were again?
Yes, okay. Run it down for us.
This one here, Nick Walters and the Paradox Ensemble Awakening on 22A. Before this, you heard Nazar on Hyperdub, Enclave is the name of it. And we started off with the half Japanese, half New Zealander. Now that's, that's his own description of himself. Heritage is the brand new record, and boy, it is, I think it's the best thing I've heard Mark to Clive Lowe do.
It's beautiful. Thank you very much for coming in. I really enjoyed the breadth and the depth of knowledge that you shared with us today.
See, you're far too kind as usual, so there you go.
And don't be self-depreciating, like, I don't know half as much as you do. But
it's probably because I'm about three times as old.
Well, one day when I'm three times as old as the next ingenue, I will be doing the knowledge segment. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever be an expert. I'm a generalist myself. But yeah, mad appreciation to you, Troy.
Remember, I'm not really an expert. I work in a shop.
Yeah, but like, go visit Troy. Go to Southbound Records. Get in there. All right. Ka kite.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.